The book you are listening to is from the future, as am I. I have traveled a long way to be with you and have much to share. Spending several decades on Earth has been quite a thing for this disabled Asian American woman in a hostile and unforgiving climate. Clawing, hissing, and fighting through a pandemic, against inequities in vaccine access and eugenic policies and attitudes that consider certain groups disposable, have given me the need to pause and reflect on all that I've been through. I have fought these battles for the bare minimum of existing in the same space with you all. I realized in 2020 that the time to tell my story was now or never. That's what being a high-risk ventilator user who was deprioritized by the state of California for life-saving vaccines will do to you. Sheltering in place with your 70-plus-year-old parents who are also high-risk for over a year amid anti-Asian violence and hate will do that to you, too. Instead of having a mediocre white man's midlife crisis and buying a combustible self-driving Tesla or investing in cryptocurrency for true freedom, I decided to write a memoir at this age. The age I was never supposed to reach, during a time I was never supposed to occupy. I will never have children, but my work, stories, and relationships are my legacy. And this book you are listening to is the latest contribution to the canon of Alice. Did I dream of becoming an activist? No, but it's probably what I'm most known for. Ableism conscripted me into activism. Other people have the luxury to opt in and out of activism, like earning extra credit for a project, but not me. What I have learned about creating change and staying true to myself from childhood up to now is yours for the taking. Getting your needs met, being part of a community, these are examples of my activism, and there are many ways to be an activist, whether you use the word to describe yourself or not. How and where I do it is as important as why and whom I do it with. Being agitated and dissatisfied is an activist mood. Activism is undervalued, unsustainable, and unrelenting. Hypercapitalism, white supremacy, and ableism create the structural conditions that undermine activism and other attempts at changing the status quo. Finding the joy, pleasure, and generative possibilities of organizing is part of my long-term unlearning of what activism is supposed to look like. Unlearning and building anew is activism as well. Living under multiple existential threats, I've seen how marginalized communities care for one another and find solidarity across movements. Because at the end of the day, no one will remember and save us except us. I say this as a longtime resident of San Francisco, who cannot remember the last time there was a torrential thunderstorm, but who's had to deal with rolling power outages and days of smoke-filled air from wildfires several years in a row. And in the face of what feels like impending doom, mutual aid collectives emerge, and organizations such as Mask Oakland distribute free N95 masks in anticipation of and response to environmental and public health crises. We can and will do better if we follow the principles of disability justice as outlined by Patty Byrne, the co-founder and artistic and executive director of SINS Invalid, who believes interdependence is a strength as we meet one another's needs. All bodies are whole and perfect as they are. Our freedom is tied to the freedom of others, and people whose lives are most enmeshed in systems are the experts who should lead. Year of the Tiger is divided into 7 sections: origins, activism, access, culture, storytelling, pandemic, and future. It is a collection of original essays, previously published works, conversations, graphics, photos, commissioned art by disabled or Asian American artists, and more. I hope you will find this audiobook fun, and if you have the print book, something you will color in, mark up, highlight, scribble on, fold into dog-eared pages, and give to others. I liken it to a mashup of scrapbook, museum exhibit, magazine, creative writing assignment, and diary, just without the glitter gel pens or stickers.